one another, we pray for one another. It's very much a kind of closed time in a sense. It's not meant to be. But it's about the gathering of God's people and his family. But Pentecost wasn't just that. It wasn't just, you know, the disciples getting together and experiencing the Holy Spirit, was it? It was just the bursting out, the explosion of this family that opened up. And thousands of people were added in the first day and in the days after that. Just thousands. And so the clever people, Laurie's colleagues in a different department, I don't know, sorry, they call it the Missio Dei. So church is the gathering of God's people. But it's also the Missio Dei, the mission of God. And that is what this dance is. This dance is about the community of God that broke open to include all of his children. And so the tension for us and the challenge for us on a day like this is, on the one hand, we have been included. We are meant to continually, daily, weekly, push in terms of that community and that dance. The tension is that we join in the dance on a Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday, whatever, we start retreating. And we find ourselves back in our little grumpy corner. You know? And then Sunday we come out again. Do you like that, Alex? It's like with the, you know, so, and then Sunday we come out again and we worship and everything like that. And by the time we get to Saturday night, we're like in our little gloom box, like Eeyore. Don't laugh too much. I know you're laughing at it. And so there's two challenges. The challenge for us is to keep pushing in, to say, let me experience that joy, that life, that warmth, that fun, that embrace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit every day. Each day is a challenge, not to retreat, but to push in. And I can't tell you how to do this. But every one of us finds ourselves in a different space. Whether it's at home, whether it's with friends and family, and whether it's vocationally. So as we leave here, we are geographically in all these different spaces. And I have no idea how Jackie does this in a classroom in the week, of to say, I'm part of this dance of love, I'm included, I have God's presence, his spirit, his love. How you push into that in a classroom of young kids, or when Alan's telling us he's firing people at work, you know, the other day at work, or, you know, in a Zoom meeting, or with property, or like in a squatter camp, Tommy, and Abigail with like social work. How? I don't know. But the challenge is that as we go from here, and as we find ourselves, wherever we live, and as Paul says in Romans, move and have our being, to know that we're included, that we loved, and that we're empowered by the Spirit. It's not about an hour on a Sunday or 5 minutes in the morning. The real challenge is it's about where we find ourselves during the day. Sometimes all alone, but saying, But I'm included. I'm a part of God's dance of love. The other phrase that I used in the email this week is the divine embrace. I have been included in God's divine embrace. So we need to pray about that today. We'll do that in about 2 hours. And then the other challenge, the other hard challenge, is that as you saw that dance, and I said to him, go fetch someone, go fetch someone, go fetch someone. God's heart is continually, go fetch someone, go bring Dad, go bring, you know, Tommy or Abigail or Katlecho or Dylan, or go bring them. They need to be in the dance. And so the real challenge is, how do we keep praying for those that aren't dancing? How do we keep inviting? How do we keep including? Who else needs to dance with us? Because God's heart, as you saw, is like, bring, 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 let them come in. Remember the parable, you invite people for dinner. They don't come. Well, forget it. Go find people. Go into the streets. Bring them. Let's make this a party. Not a great introvert moment, but anyhow, it's like that's God's heart. God's heart is keep opening up and bringing in. And so, quite simply, that is why the biggest season in the church calendar is Pentecost. Because it's about who else? Who else? Who else? And it's that, you know, so now you have these tensions, that joy, you know, it's like, you know, it's like Lizzie goes, sits with Dad, then she comes back, and then she wants to hold Dad's hand, and then you pick up Slinky, and then you see someone brought this one, and it's like, oh, that's so cool. And then the other part of that is, yeah, but you know, I've got some people that they're not even watching the dance. They are sitting outside. They know it's happening, but they're standing outside with their back towards it, and they're not interested. And we all feel that. There's that ache. But they should be here with us. And to think that God's heart breaks for a world that is not a part of His embrace. His heart, His mission, the Spirit, the church, and think of it, the reason the church is here is to include a broken world in His divine embrace. And God's heart breaks for that. So we're going to pray. Because I'm tired and dizzy. No. So I think some of you, we need to just pray for your work, home, your day, where you like, How does this relate to where I work? Great, but how? And so John 14, one of the readings for today is John 14, and it's about the Spirit teaching us. Part of the reason of the Spirit is that the Spirit wants to show you how. You can talk, you can pray with someone, do all of that, but the Holy Spirit needs to show you in your situation, how does this apply to me? And I think we should pray that. You know. And then some of you are sitting here and going, damn, Felipe's not with me. Oh. And there's just that like like, I wish that they would get this. They don't have to come here on a Sunday. They can go next door. They can go. However God wants to include them. But Lord, I want them included. And there's that ache. And so maybe we can bring those two things and just bring them before the Lord and ask for help. And I think even going forward, it becomes an issue of we're not praying, trying to bend God's arm to include people in his family. We're getting a slight little glimpse of his heart to include them. So our prayers and our conversations and it's just trying to be included and be a part of God's heart to reach some people. And sometimes, I know this, we've had this discussion with many of you. Sometimes, we've had this chat, and sometimes all you can do is pray. Sometimes all you can do is pray, but we can pray. And then other times, there are little opportunities here and there. And it's just to know what is on God's heart and just to be praying and saying, include me in your mission of not always being so closed, but opening up to include others in this divine embrace. So Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for all the children and the youth that were with us this morning. Thank you that you remind us that your family is meant to be fun. It's a joyous, young and old, and every tongue, every color, every tribe. Lord, the hurting, the broken, the poor. Your heart is to include them all. And so, Lord, we pray that old David Rus prayer that he used to pray in worship, that we pray that you would break our hearts with the things that break yours, Lord. Lord, stretch our hearts for the things that are on your heart. And Holy Spirit, show us how this dance works at work and in nursery schools and retirement homes and coffee shops and lounges. And Lord, whether we're in the kitchen or the traffic, and even now we say, Lord, we need the presence and the power and the energizing. Lord, energize us again with the spirit that wants to be charged for a broken world, Lord. So come, Lord. So if you're here this morning and there's just that ache, that like someone is